He is looking young and fresh. Again, I don't know where he gets it from, but that's the nature of my guest. Yeah, he is aging the other way. Backwards. Now, I tell you that this gentleman would always be remembered as a dazzling star on the pitch. Not your average star, though. I mean, we're talking about a world-class superstar here. So exceptional with the ball on and off it. I mean, he combined it with charisma. I think not too many players had the kind of charisma that he was able to show off. I mean, he won admiration even with rival fans who embraced his rare God-given abilities. Now, his former mentor, and listen very carefully to this, Mushin Etugrul believed that he was as talented as the Brazilian legend Ronaldinho. This is not from me. This is from Mushin Etugrul. There was absolutely not a thing that he couldn't do with the ball. Enchanting skills, mesmerizing pace, world-class goals. I mean, again, he was blessed. Believe me, if you were fortunate to see his magic on the pitch, I mean, his well-publicized turbulent football journey kind of resonates, though, with many people as a story of triumph over tragedy. And how he picked up the pieces is a story that we want to hear from him and nobody else. I mean, a story of missed opportunities, yes, a story of glitz and glamour, a story filled with thrills and spills. I mean, a journey of self-discovery, a story of a boy losing himself to find himself as a man. I mean, a story of mistakes and rights, a story of identification and surname change, whatever it is. I mean, fast track to the present time. I mean, he's turned his life around, is making up for a little bit of lost time. A true definition of a man is not to be discarded. Ladies and gentlemen, I can only introduce you to the one and only, Jabu Mahlangu. Standing ovation, Baba, you can see.
Thank you so much.
I could stand up, I would also stand up, but I can't. Otherwise, I'll be speaking off microphone.
You know
the story.
I know the story, but thank you so much. And thank you, Rob, for having me. I know we've been talking. I'm going to come. And I finally came.
And I'm so glad to see you here. I'm so glad to see you smiling. I'm so glad to see you in the mood. I am so glad to see you being the player and the human being that I know. And I'm so glad that you're joining us today. Oh, man, and what a time to be with Jabu Mahlangu here tonight. It is a Wednesday. It is soccer night. So be on the lookout for what is going on in the YouTube channel, because I think you're in the mood today, huh?
Yeah.
Are you in the mood?
I'm in the mood. Yeah.
Is there anything I'm not allowed to ask you?
You can ask me anything, Rob. You've been asking me anything before, so let's continue that route.
Fire away.
Let's continue that route.
Let me start with the latest thing, because you've been going crazy, man, on social media. And I'm surprised you were telling me just now that you're no longer on Twitter.
Yeah.
Why have you gone off? You've deleted the account.
Yeah, I've deleted it, I think, 6 months. Yeah, it's been a while now. Four or five months ago, yeah. I think I felt good because now I'm also trying to rebrand myself, you know. So, and I know social media is social media. I mean, we live by social media now, and that's how also we get some of the gigs, you know. It's because people, the sponsors, they see you there doing good things, and they will obviously want to partner with you or work with you in different things. But I feel like Twitter is X now, isn't it?
Yeah, X.
Yeah. I feel good. It's too toxic. Yeah, I feel good. They always attack someone who has done something about his life, and someone who's contributed something in his different sporting code or in his different industry. So I just felt good because I'm rebranding myself. I don't want that space at the moment. Maybe I'll go back, of course, yes. But I'm not sure now. But those are the reasons. It's toxic for me.
Sure. Lindab Telezi, did you resolve or did you speak to him?
No, I didn't speak to him. But there are other former players of his generation that called me and speak to me. Yes, they were not happy about what I said, but also they were not happy with what Linda said, because I felt good he discredited me. and I felt good to discredit my credentials and what I've done in that short space of my career. And as a man, I won't allow any man to do that to me.
So that was almost your goodbye then to social media, because it was a very strong goodbye. You were direct in that message. You held nothing back.
Yeah, no, I was already out on X, yes, but yeah. I'm there on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
TikTok, yeah.
I'm there, but like I said, Rob, I felt Uti because he saw the game. Actually, let me say this, because when we left to play the Kaizer Chiefs Legends game in Bloemfontein, when we were there in Bloemfontein, I saw some article on Facebook, but you know, Facebook, sometimes there can be a lot of fake
accounts
yes. and stuff. But in that account, I'll talk about what I saw. I even showed, I was with Thabo Mooki in the room. I was with Thabo, Cyril Nzama, Brian Baloyi, Stanton Fredericks in the room. We were just chilling because it was on Saturday. We just arrived Saturday after we had our dinner. So there was there's a question that was asked to Junior Khanyi, apparently to Junior Khanyi, because I won't even say Junior Nyamaz is my homeboy. I won't even say Junior said that.
Right.
But I'm saying, while I was busy on my phone chilling with the guys, I saw that I even read to the guys, to all the guys that I've mentioned in the room that I was with, Bloemfontein, to say, hey, guys, look at this account. I didn't say Futhi, it's Junior, because I know how this account works. Abantu, they create a lot of things. So I said, Junior, they asked Junior there, they say, what's your take of not being called in this Kaizer Chiefs Legend games? And the response from that account says, Junior said, I don't care anymore. I'm doing my own things and I'm doing well. And they like it or not, I am a Kaizer Chiefs legend. So I read that for the guys, but it was not even a topic, you know. Then we continue to talk about our things. Now we come back on Monday. I see the headlines, Linda Buthelezi bashing Chabupule. Then I get the story, and it was on Kickoff. So for me, Kickoff is reliable.
Yeah, it's an authority.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Actually, Kickoff, yes. Then I went to the article, I read the article, Chabu is not a legend. How can you call Chabu a legend? And I've never called myself a legend, even when I was still playing. I've never called myself a celebrity. People who knows me, I accommodate everyone. You can take me to the shacks, I will adapt. You can take me to the suburbs, I will adapt. That's my character. That's the kind of a person I am. So to hear that from Ikhrotman Ulinda, I even said Ikhrotman Foot in that video before I said anything.
Out of respect.
Out of respect.
Yeah.
But now you must understand, good, I'm 45 years old. And to hear from him to mention me, instead of, I don't know if he saw that fake account or if it was a real account of the comments of Junior, but if it was true, it was not me. I've never claimed to be a Kaizer Chiefs legend or to be a celebrity for that matter. So I'm coming from Cape the Blom, and then I see this thing, and then I got a call from obviously Amachita, and they, hey, did you hear what Linda says? Then what made me angry, Rob, more than to be a legend or not, it's when he said, I've wasted my career. Who is he to judge me? Because I nearly lost my life. I've worked hard. People, you know, said things about me, and my family supported me. My kids supported me. Actually, it was my daughter's birthday. Onke was turning 18 yesterday. With my kids. Yes.
Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you.
Proper teenager now, eh?
Yeah, proper. Also, matric dance things. You know, it's good. I'm happy to be a father. I love my kids. And I've worked so hard, you know, to rebrand myself. And also, at the same time, to make people learn and understand that life is full of mistakes. We make mistakes. And I'm famous. People who are not famous, it's easy for them to just get the phone and just type whatever they want to type because of Uchabu did this mistake. So I felt good to Pralinda. I had to call him to order. And where does he get the authority to say who must be a Kaizer Chiefs legend or not? Mm. If he had that problem, Iyamudla, seriously, why he didn't say direct to say, Kaizer Chiefs, why are you calling Jabu a legend? Because I didn't call myself. I got a call from the office to say, we want you to be part of Kaizer Chiefs legends team.
And that's a collective.
And that's the collective, yes.
So it's not like you, as a single person, are a legend. It's a legends team. So Kaizer Chiefs deem that team to be a legends team. You don't say individually that you're a legend.
Yes, yes. He even went on to say, the only legend, it was, okay, he said, after Dr. Khumalo, Kaizer Chiefs never had any legend. Now he's disrespecting the likes of Kune, the likes of Shaba, what they did for the brand. So that was my issue.
Yeah.
That was my issue. I felt he disrespected us to the core.
Now, between you and I, and be honest, regardless of what any other person has said, as Shuffle Mahlangu today, do you regard yourself as a legend?
It's a tough one, Rob.
No, it's not.
It's a tough one.
It can't be.
Yo. Because I've never regarded myself like that. That's the thing.
Okay, let's regard it this way.
I've never, so it's going to be difficult for me today to say I am a legend because I've never regarded myself a legend of Kaizer Chiefs.
Let us say that your name is Enos Mkhwanazi, and you know of a guy who was called Jabu Pule, who played football then and who's Jabu Mahlangu now.
Okay.
So as Enos Mkhwanazi, would you regard that Jabu Pule as a legend? No. I'm being honest. I'm being serious.
I think I will. I think I will call that Jabu Pule.
Yes.
A legend. The reason being, yes, he didn't play for 10 years for Chiefs or for 15 years for Chiefs. But what he has done in that 4 years from 99 season to 2005 at Kaizer Chiefs, I've changed, I've touched so many football people's lives. Kaizer Chiefs fans and football people generally. And other people who played, there are people who are disciplined, nothing on papers for the wrong reasons, and who played 10 years, they don't even come to half of the impact I did or what Jabu Pule did when he was playing for Kaizer Chiefs. So for me, fans, wherever I go, they say, you are a legend, Mapriar, because you made me go and have a Kaizer Chiefs membership card. You made me buy each and every merchandise when we were still playing off Kaizer Chiefs. You made me go to the stadium each and every game, including when we were playing in Durban. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from Jersey. I will even ask at work to say Wednesday Chiefs is playing, Jabu Pule is playing. They will allow me. If white kids, they will recognize me wherever I go, even today, to say that is Jabu Pule. So I think Jabu Pule, his journey, it was a short journey at Kaizer Chiefs. But the impact he did, we can still talk about it, and they are still going to talk about it, even if Jabu Pule when is no more.
So you're a legend?
I am a legend.
Please say that loud and proud.
I am a legend.
From the bottom of your heart.
I am a legend.
You're not using the left lung.
I am a legend.
Amen. Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Now we do have on the line the media officer, Pilani Ndlela. What are you hoping to announce the new coach?
You'll be the first to know, Mr. Marawa.
Would he be arriving at OR Tambo international arrivals, or it'll be domestic arrivals?
You'll be the first to know, Mr. Marawa. I promise you that.
There's a certain Benny McCarthy that's arrived in the country today.
You'll be the first to know, Mr. Marawa. I promise you that.
And I think there was a narrative about, you know, the outgoing coach having been an assistant coach at Real Madrid. And I think you and I would agree that that was never a case. You know, he was employed at Real Madrid, yes, but he was an opponent analyst for 5 months. You'll be the first to know that I always appreciate your time, sir.
Hence, we respect you so much to say you'll be the first to know as soon as the name drops.
Hashtag MSW.
Hashtag MSW.
Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Yeah, evening, Mr. Rob. Chabupule must not come there and be modest. Hey, Baba Leo Tileo is a legend.
You are a legend.
Like it or not, you Baba. Shavula. JJP, Jabu Jeremiah Pool, MV2, you inspired us to play football. I'm 34 years old. I was watching you when I was a boy. You are my idol, even today.
You are a legend.
There were times when I was compared to Jabu Pool. Cause nje bengihlanya naleya tile ya. So hey Baba, don't be modest and say and cut the corners, Baba. We star, we pause.
You are a legend, Baba.
How? Oh. You hey Baba. Hey, ngazodlala ngathi.
Sure.
So if you're not saying it, other people are saying it.
Wow. Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment. And yeah, I'm overwhelmed. Yeah.
Mamela, I guess, though.
Bonjour, bonjour, Robert. Gary, you're from Eldos. Listen, Rob. Ah, man, come on. Let's be honest. Let's be frank, if you know who he is. That man right there is a legend, through and through. You know what? I enjoyed watching Kaiser Chiefs games very much so because Jabu was playing. Man, it's skills, game control, game management. You know, he played from the heart. So to say he's not a legend and still discussing whether he is or not, that's just jealousy and sour grapes. So, Jabu, thanks for all the glory days and the entertaining aspect you brought to Kaiser Chiefs, and we enjoyed watching you over there. And yes, you salute you, my brother.
Well, Zokhalala management.
You know, sometimes maybe when a self as a person, you don't appreciate yourself.
Yeah.
But so that's why I'm emotional.
So those messages that have just come through now, reassuring you as Jabu Mahlangu that of your status in football in South Africa, what has that done to you? Like, just tell me your raw feelings. I know.
I've got mixed emotions now, Rob.
Yeah.
Bengazelanga ukuzokhala because we were working the whole day, but to hear abantu kanje.
But what does it mean? What does it say? Regardless of your trials and tribulations and everything you've gone through, what does it say?
Yeah, it says ukuthi uNkulunkulu, the gift that gave me, even if maybe I didn't play for 10 years consistently or 20 years, but I've touched a lot of people's hearts and families, and I appreciate that to hear from the people who were paying their money to come to the stadium and watch me, and some of the younger ones that time, they will write even in a school uniform shirt, Pule. And when they go to school, they get a hiding because you can't do that, but they will do that. They will write my name there. They will do the hairstyle, that the hairstyles, those dyes, those dots,
the blonde, yeah.
They will do all those things. But I think at that time, maybe Nami personally, I didn't see the impact that I was doing.
You didn't know how great you are. I don't think you realize what a great football player you were. I don't think you realize the impact you made. I don't think you realized a lot of things that we realized about you.
No, it's true, Robert. I don't. Because I remember at some point, while I was still playing for Chiefs, after having a great game, especially Cyril, because I shared a lot of time, Cyril and Zam. There was a time where I would ask Cyril, man, these people maybe are biased. They just love my face. What is this about me? You see?
Yeah.
That's how I didn't...
But you did say at some point, you said you're a pretty boy.
Yeah, no. I'm very pretty. No. That's why I stand that. That's why I was thinking, Guti, because I'm so pretty, and handsome. These people now, they just want to talk good about me.
Yeah.
When I play, because I'm so beautiful. You see, yeah. I didn't see that impact, Robert, honestly. But after retiring, that's when it started to start sinking. Because now I started to play my flesh black.
Yes.
Yeah, you understand. And now also I'm now matured. You understand?
You're going for 50 now.
Yeah, I'm going for 50, Rob. I'm still 45. Marasing lap, ngamba lap.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm 45.
U-turn, Ayek.
No.
There's no U-turn right now.
There's no U-turn.
And part of what I was going to say to you is that very few individuals can ever claim to have been to an Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people can ever claim to have gone to a World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Very few players can claim to have scored a goal on debut for their club and for their country mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yes, I did that.
And who did that?
I did that. Jabu Pule did that.
The legend.
Jabu Mahlangu, the legend, did that.
And when was the last time we went to a World Cup?
2000. Oh, you see, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Tina's Bafana Bafana.
When we were hosting.
Yeah,
but, when we were hosting but 2010.
But we're not going. We didn't qualify. We qualified because we were hosting. That is our problem. So you went to a World Cup in 2002.
And I've played almost all the qualifiers. My first game, yeah. You know, you remember it was Lesotho.
Yeah.
I came on second half. I scored that beautiful Kel Nomvete scored mm-hmm. the first one. I scored the second goal. So I worked to be part of that team. So I deserved to be part of that team. I didn't just get there last minute. Mm. I started when with the qualifiers until we qualified for the World Cup.
Yeah, no, the 2010 one, it's okay. FIFA gave it to us.
Yeah.
We hosted. We didn't get through to the next round. And it was okay. We understood. We were hosting for the first time on the continent.
Yes.
But you were part of individuals that had to qualify the toughest way. And that is why a lot of people still continue to say this about you.
Let me tell you something. Jabu, you are a legend. Let nobody tell you otherwise. You have been a legend from your very first Vodacom Challenge game. You, my brother, are a legend.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're going to keep reminding you.
I think now after this show, I'll head my head high.
Mm.
And look at myself in the mirror when I get home and say, I am a legend.
Can we buy you a jersey written Legend 11 at the back?
Yes, I'll appreciate it.
Good evening, Rob. Good evening to your listeners. Good evening to Jabu Pule, Jabu Mahlangu. Oh, what a legend. What a player. 1999, Vodacom Challenge. First game against Esperanza. What a player. Only 18 or 17 years old, you will remind me. All the way to 2002, Jabu Mahlangu, what a player. You must also go to the point of the retiring of the jerseys. So you can't let him go without explaining what he believes in terms of jersey retiring and stuff like that. I sound like I don't believe in those things. Thank you, my man.
You said you want to be honest. Jersey number 10, the debate started by Jomo Sono.
Yeah.
And here we are today. The jerseys are retired. They're not coming out of retirement. What's your feeling?
Yeah, with all due respect to all the jerseys that are retired, for me, it's just a jersey. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that number 10 or number 15 at Chiefs has been retired for that matter. There's no way he will be like Dr. Kumalo. Dr. Kumalo is Dr. Kumalo. Jomo Sono is Jomo Sono. And they've done exceptionally well for paving a way for the likes of Jabu Pule, Itumeleng Khune, all of us, the next generation. So this thing of Jay-Z retiring, for me now, for in, then can you imagine if we say, Aisin Tweleng number 12 must retire. Can you imagine if you say jersey number 11 that I was wearing, Teenage Dladla must retire. Jersey number 10
mm-hmm.
must retire. So which means these current players, or they will use alphabets, A and B and C. They won't be numbers anymore. So I'm saying instead of our former players, which I'm a hot man, I still respect them.
Sure.
I still respect them. Instead of them dwelling so much, Ngama Chase number. There's no one who's going to be like Jomo. Jomo is Jomo.
Yeah.
But you can always inspire the next generation, someone who who is talented. It was not you, but who is talented, who can wear that jersey at during his generation. I mean, in Tangaza Bafetu, in Tangaza Mahutmani, in Europe. In Europe, the people are renaming stadiums, are making statues. Our former players here, our legends, are fighting for each his number, each his number. Come on. Come on. People are renaming stadiums. Alberto Diego Maradona.
Yes.
There's a statue for even Bomesi Manje, for that matter. Pele's got a statue.
Sibusiso Zuma.
Sibusiso Zuma. I was going there. Sibusiso Zuma has got a statue in Copenhagen.
Lucas Radebe has a suite.
Yo, Lucas Radebe has a suite.
At Ellen Road,
at Leeds. Ellen Road, at Leeds.
Terry Payne at Southampton has got a suite named after him.
That's where I'm going. That's where I'm coming from.
Sure.
That's where I'm coming from, Buti. It's petty things that this Amakhutman has learned. Petty things. And what I don't like is us. We guys, come on. You've played in 1970. Football was not the same. The rules were not the same. But you were still the best.
Yes.
But let's just give the words of wisdom to the current players. That's all. Actually, I'm trying to protect and fight for the current players. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going to challenge my former players with all respect. As long as we talk football, we discuss issues robustly, civilly, without insulting each other, then game on.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was
game on.
Like you say, it was an era where football was played quite differently. The back pass was still allowed.
You will pass the goalkeeper still, for 20 minutes if you were leading 1-0 between yourself as a defender. But 20 minutes, the game is finished. You won 1-0. You won a cup.
Let's go to Centurion. Lihlonolo, good evening.
Good evening, Grootman. Good evening. First time call on your show.
Thank you so much,
I love the show. I love the show. Grootman, Kintwana, Jabu Pule.
Eta.
That's Jabu Mahlangu.
Yeah, either way, Mara Mahlangu, I prefer
ever,
that one.
Don't ever do that. Do not ever do that. Don't ever do that to us. You know, my guy, I'm 45. I grew up, now we're 45. I grew up watching you play football, my guy. You know the excitement that you used to get in us by going to the stadium was the in thing for us, Joe. To go and see Abotabu playing, Joe. Abo Shaba playing. So if you're saying you're not sure what we are a legend when, what are you saying? Eh? No, you shouldn't. You are a legend, my guy. You are a legend. There's there's a feeling when you feel. I don't know if you must have felt it during some time. There's a feeling when you see a famous person. Now I have this feeling, especially it used to happen when I used to see Mandela live, Joe. But when I used to go to the stadium and I used to see you coming out of the tunnel, Joe, I'd have the same feeling, Joe. I had that excitement inside me. Oh, you know what? Mandela used to make me excited. You used to make me excited. And the one thing I like about you is that right now, what you're saying about your kids, I've been telling everybody that right now we are different fathers. We're not those fathers, or we are different fathers. We live for our kids. We breathe. Right now we breathe. We hit the street for our kids. Everything else we do. That, my guy, that I salute you. And you are a legend. Don't ever, ever listen to anyone else. People will try to put things in your head and all of that. Don't listen to anyone else. You are Jabu Pude yourself. You listen to yourself. You don't buy groceries for your kids. They can't do nothing to you. So don't ever listen to anyone.
Yo,
I hope I didn't preach. I didn't preach, brother.
No, you didn't. You know, as a first-time caller, it made me ask one question. Where on earth have you been? Call some more. Okay.
I'm busy this time, but I'll try.
but I love your honesty. Lehlonolo and Centurion, thank you so much indeed. How do you respond to that? I mean, being likened to one person and one person that came out of Victor Verster prison who had been spending years and years on Robben Island called Rolihlahla, Rolihlahla, Madiba, Mandela, Nelson.
Yo, thank you again from Lehlonolo there for giving me the belief to say I am a legend, and I can hear even when he's talking with when I was playing, I'm sure he was, he will go crazy. I can feel from the voice, Uguti, yes, you know, and I appreciate that, and money can't buy that, and I'm happy, Uguti, there are people who supported me, and who understands futhi that we all go, we have our ups and downs in life, but how you bounce back, I think that's the most important thing. And that's why now, from now, I'll call myself a legend, because how many times I've managed to bounce back. I'm still working hard even now, but I appreciate from Lihlonolo, and I'll have more confidence from now moving forward with my life to say I am a legend. I've touched a lot of millions and millions of South African, and also in Africa. I mean, we played Clash of Legends 2 months ago with Matthew Booth, Stiga. We went to Gaborone.
You were in Botswana at that time.
In Botswana, yes. I was honored. We had all the guys who just retired. Yes. We were mixing Shaba, you know. And our coach was Sheikh Mashaba. We brought Sheikh Mashaba with us. And let me tell you, Rob, what happened is when I got there at the National Stadium, we were doing pitch inspection. Mm-hmm. All of us, the guys, obviously greeting the fans, you know. There's a social club is big in Botswana.
Right.
Yeah, there's this, they call them Siwelele Social Club. They wear green and white, very like Celtics, Bloom Celtics. They honored me in the stadium with the jersey written there. Jabu Mahlangu, I should have brought it. I didn't even think.
No, it's fine. Next visit, you'll bring it.
And I mean, we had such great players in our team, but for them to recognize me and in front of their own in Botswana and before the game to call me and give me the jersey and sing for me and tell, and they told me how much they love me. Now I can say I'm a legend, man. I call it.
I value it.
I am a legend.
You know, as we head into a break, Baba, even opposition fans, they loved you. Listen to this.
Oh, when I'm at a shuffle, Jawbule, 1 hour swing, I'll tell you more because that. I have it. What man, oh, legend, I'm a Pirates fan. Bona, I hated you with passion and everything. But now I love you with everything. But sorry, Malume Butelezi, but you, my brother, take it from us. You mesmerized us. Pirates fans, we loved you and love you even now. Yeah. Ki Achi, umuhlaki.
Oh, Achi, thank you so much indeed, man. Don't make this man cry anymore. We have no tissue papers today. Max, I see you in Klingstal. Lebo in Soweto, I see you as well. Don't go anywhere, guys.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time.
Hashtag MSW.
Marawa Sport Worldwide.
Masai Ujiri, good to see you. Welcome to South Africa, and of course, welcome to MSW.
Always a pleasure, and I'm always humbled, and I appreciate you having me, Rob. It's always an exciting time for me to be on this show, and I always look forward to it every year, all the time when I come home. And what you do is you give us a platform to solve some of these issues, and don't stop giving all of us the platform, you know, like to speak about Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, there is something about the continent that people should be curious about.
Yeah. Spread the word. We are led, and you're the leader. Thank you very, very much indeed.
God bless you, brother.
Thanks so much. Masai Ujiri doing great things, and he'll continue to do great things as well.
Hashtag MSW.
Yes, Mr. Marawa Kai here. Yeah, you've got a legend there. You've got a big man there. No doubt about his contribution to our football as a country. As Kaizer Chiefs, yeah, there's no way you can talk about the Kaizer Chiefs brand without mentioning Jabu Pule's name. Yeah. We used to cover our exercise book with his pictures from Kickoff Magazine, Sokala Duma. He was everything. Yeah.
Good evening, Rob, to you and Ishlaful, 1 hour swing. Jabu Pule himself, aka Masau. That guy was a marvel to watch. Quite honestly, was a marvel to watch. I think I was young. Okay, right now I'm 42, so probably by then Ujabu Magadlala probably was a teenager. But the first time I saw him play with Vodacom Challenge, wow! And I followed his career throughout the years. He was even my neighbor in Mundu. Actually, I knew the brother Utseki. That guy was a star. He was a star. That's about Paulo Mtakoli. He knew how to play football, you know. So he's a legend. If you didn't feel otherwise, he's a legend. He is a Chief. Whether we do like 10 years or 4 years doesn't really matter. Thanks, Rob. Good choice always.
Jabu was an incredible, entertaining footballer. Indeed, he is a legend by no means. Jabu, thank you very much for exciting us as South African fans. My question to you is, what happened at Austria? I mean, you played for Mertensburg and you left. What really happened? Let us put this to rest. Mokgethi, thank you.
Good evening, Robert. Good evening to your legend in the studio, Mr. Chabopule, and good evening to the listeners. One question to Chabopule. There's also a video recently that trended whereby he mentioned you, Mr. Rob. He said that ETV, Isafani, Pandla Guago. TV is not the same without you. He's speaking to Ryan Davids in Old Zone, Western Cape. Thank you. I'm listening to the radio.
Hey, what are you saying about me, manje, Jabu?
Hey, I'm a tot. Hey,
you're shaming about me.
Hey, the mutulo na uti ni loanda. Hey, yeah, man.
Did you lose your job at SuperSport because of me?
No. At SuperSport, I'm sure you know they don't tell you mabakosh. Or when you don't have a job, or treating it to me.
Yes.
Ngiboneje sengasabhukhwa sekunabanye abantu, life goes on. The only people that actually contacted me, it was SuperSport United. Because remember, I was the SuperSport United
brand ambassador.
Then Stan Matthews told me, it was 2021, we're still, after Gulentwe Zaboma pandemic, what no, my capacity is not needed because of financial things.
So they let you go?
So, yes, but he did communicate. But in terms of the analysis, at that time, the head of production, nothing. Then, I called Graham,
Abrams.
I said, I was not booked on the whole of December, 2021, and I don't know what's going on. When he spoke to them, they raised personal issue. Ngami saying that personal issue made them ukuthi bangkeep.
But no one spoke to you about
no
anything.
No one spoke to me. No one till today. Only Stan Matthews, who I will respect. What Javas, you've done well for the club.
Yeah.
You've done well for the brand. I mean, I was part of AMTC when it started. I was the face. I did that for 3 years, the first 100%. 3 years. I did a lot.
But I'm surprised that nobody spoke to you. Yes, I know that there was allegedly, so that you don't go and sue me. So there was allegedly a car accident. You had a car crash, and after that, they didn't call you up.
Yeah, but that's what they used to the big bosses, that incident. But no one called me and checked Guti, we are Pila na.
Sure.
So they didn't care about my life. Ne? And let me put it this, actually, Rob. There were incidents that happened when I was there with my other fellow colleagues. I'm not exposing. It's in social media. It's there.
There were car accidents.
Other guys who were drunk, beating up cops at the police station. They never been charged. They are still working even today. So how can you say to the bosses, the car accident, you don't even know the merit of the car accident? Because it's a car accident. It's an accident. So, those people, but it's fine. I've moved on that. So coming back to the question of the guy who says what I said about you, it's true. Because I keep on watching the games. I'm a footballer. Right. I'm an analyst. Even if when I was not playing them, I'm still an analyst. I'm a footballer. I could feel without your voice a TV, it's like for me, with all due respect to the current presenters and all of that, I respect everyone, but that was my view to say Ipola without Robert Marawe TV, Leapora, it's not the same anymore. And I still maintain La Google show ya Robert, it's not the same. MSW, it's sure. Not the same without you, Rutman. They like it or not, but because of politics, it's okay. But sure. That's my feeling.
Coming from a legend, Baba, I can't argue with that. I just say thank you. I appreciate you appreciating. It's the same as I've always appreciated you, and I congratulate you on your new gig
thank
at the SABC.
Thank you so much.
It's a revolving door syndrome. So you slap it in your face, another door will politely open again to your face, uninjured, unharmed, and it's a beautiful thing. Let's go to Gelukstal. Max, thanks for your patience.
Hi, Robbie.
Are you good? Welcome. I've got JJP here.
Yeah, man, I've been holding for 20 minutes, Rob, man.
Don't worry. We'll give you back your airtime.
But at least you called me back, guys.
Yeah, but Nabi, you are complaining for us calling you back, man, Max. I come now.
No, nyabonga, Rob. Nyabonga, Rupa.
Don't worry, I'll tell
you. Robbie, man, yeah, I'm a driver, man. I'm a radio, Lana, Rob. I'm a legend. Ngathi lomjito ukhulumani lona athi sifone ngimtshele nami ukuthi yena hayi ndoda ungazodlala manje shabule bona kunjani mfowethu
shap kunjani
shap man shavuli mani u Max la ihlele kudali ne
hola Max iyajabula but
ya kuna magame wakho mfana akithi amaningi ndoda engike ngawabukela shavula ngikhumbula FNB yakudala sidlala ne Pirates bekunenyithothi lapha ku Pirates edlala i left back baduni Chovi
yeah
u-atheka mfana ugijima ngale kuflank uyangasemabhalini le bhari yezigijima sihlelila i-grandstand ithi iqeda ngawo uye wayijampa le bhari ndoda yaphumela ngaphandle yake nangaphakama ngakhali inyembisi jabu ndoda you are one of the special players ezike zadlaleli i-Kaizer Chiefs ndoda wonke umuntu uyazi even the Mtaung family they know it uwela kule league yabo-teenage nabo abojomo is just that wena you didn't get that opportunity yokuthi yena udlale isikhathi eside but wena mfana kithi uyi-legend ndoda uye wasibusisa ngokuba khona kwakho ebholweni siyakuthanda mfana kithi I don't care who says what Jabu you are a legend mfana kithi uye kukuzidawuta mfana kithi you are one of the special players.
Yeah.
Akekho alikho elinye iplayer kula maplayer akhona currently Jabu
akunaplaye
engingalikhompera nawe currently
hayi Max Asishi mfana mdala ngiyazi ukuthi you held on for 20 minutes now you can't talk for 20 minutes bye
no thanks Robbie thanks
Jabu Lebo in Soweto good evening
good evening bro Rob thank you very much for a good show as always
appreciate it man Jabu's
here my brother I was in a session at gym and I heard that you are with Ujabu lapho studio I stopped my session just to be a first time caller in your show just to speak to Jabu also as a person that I've spent time with him personally yena no seki lapho eBekkesdal so let me tell you my brother not ukuthi Jabu uyazidawuza Ujabu akazidawuza my brother Ujabu is star and he knows that it's just that because unobuntu akafuni ukuvela esifiyaqhoma Ujabu said I want to give him ama flowers akhe while he's still alive even now today my mother still asks me ukuthi ukayichomi ele how ole wasasa bhola sometimes we used to visit my sister and group from games baba got to be a reporter then we visit my sister that today basazibuza ukuthi Ujabu ukuthi please tell him noma ungekho Jabu can always come indawo yakhe is always reserved here that's the kind of person Jabu is Jabu unothando and Ujabu unoqiniso I love him for that because he'll always say his mind he speaks his mind and he's always truthful and Ujabu was also surrounded by a strong family especially his wife uSistwana he's got a beautiful family abantwana bakhe who were there babazalwa you know I'm always so happy and my heart melts whenever there's a mention igama la Jabu even when we speak on WhatsApp Jabu asimthethi kunjani ntwana
ah nyaphila mfethu nyaphile ngiyabonga kakhulu mfethu
hayi ukhumbulile mfethu when it's been a while my brother but whenever I see you go on my social media nakuphi my heart melts ntwana mali yazini that's like old times my brother uNkulunkulu akubusise bro wami you are a legend and I'm telling you this in person
ngiyabonga bhuti
your flowers are just still alive ntwana and I was lucky to spend isikhathi noJabu personally out of the football game so ngimazi ebholweni ngimazi in person is a wonderful person uJabu
Lebo you've said it beautifully man thank you so much indeed what we spoke about earlier and I did promise him I said you know what we'll squeeze in whatever minute there is of the show because uJabu himself spoke about the rebranding of his entire look rebranding the brand so we do have also in studio with us a person who's going to be Aki going to be the architect, I suppose, of this whole rebranding. Marcus Chilwine is a digital marketing and social media marketing practitioner. I know that he's a chef and all sorts of things, but he's going to be cooking up a new look. Jabu Mahlangu. Thank you so much, man, Marcus, for joining us. Just quickly, we talk about rebranding. How do you rebrand a brand?
Thank you so much, Rob, for inviting us to the studio, and good evening to yourself and the listeners. Well, Jabu, you rebrand a brand by now painting a new image of the brand, because now there has been some, I can't say misconceptions, but people had their own opinions based on Jabu's former lifestyle, based on Jabu's former, or fall from glory rather. So now when you rebrand such a name, you're just showing to the masses that, you know what, besides his past, there is something that he can do, that he is doing positively, him as a brand, and which he's doing a marvelous job, an awesome job, motivating the current soccer players, grassroots level soccer. That's how you rebrand. You show also brands that, hey, this is the person to work with. This is the person.
There's a podcast. There's a new gig at the SABC. Tell me about that.
So the podcast, the idea was that now, hey, there are so many podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Now let's do something that's different. What's going to be different? I said to Jabu, do you want to be better than your competitors or do you want to be different? We chose different. Okay.
How different?
So our podcast, over and above us inviting legends, what we also do is that we profile grassroots level soccer. We profile women. We are so passionate about women's soccer because we felt that women, they get the spotlight when they're in the major teams or when they're playing for Banyana Banyana. So we want to give back to those shining young girls that they might be in the spotlight. Profiling struggling township academies which don't have a voice. So we said, hey, let's use the podcast also as a conduit for those who don't have a voice, those who are seeking for help, and the likes.
Where do we find the podcast?
Okay, so on YouTube, it is Jabu Mahlangu and Diski Shandis. Diski Shandis, man.
Diski Shandis.
Yeah, shuffling Diski Ringers.
Hey, congratulations, man. Who's your immediate competition? I mean, I heard Marcus talking about trying to be different to the many podcasts that are there. Who would you say? No, you can mention it. Is Junior Kanye your immediate competition?
It is. It is. Chosta also.
Yeah.
It is. You know, but it's okay. We're just going to do our thing. Like, actually, you know, we've already profiled Team Yamantomozana, People Hearts, I'm under 15, Abatabangazio. So we are very passionate about that. So it's about different in that space. I guess Manish Tokanjito to Namachita past Gutuguen Zagalin. And yeah, we it's about different. And also we started this project on a zero budget. I have my friend who is a businessman who's giving us a donation, who believed in what Makasi is in prison, and he's the one that now when the show guti, we shoot our production team, we get everything right, because I've been in a studio now, but it's okay.
The
product is there, man. My numbers are growing. I think by tonight we'll be on 7,000.
Yeah.
And it's now how many months?
Three and a half.
On YouTube. Okay, guys, anyone that's listening to the show right now, go onto the YouTube channel. You finished watching this show right now, so go on the YouTube channel, say goodbye to us, and then look for a Diski Shandis.
Yeah, Jabu Mahlangu and Diski Shandis.
But don't be scared to subscribe, because that's the only way they can get the numbers. So don't be afraid to subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm going to be doing that exactly myself. I can't donate, I can't help you otherwise. I appreciate the good work, the turnaround. I honestly wish that we could have a part two. Marcus, I'll be communicating with you. This is an important conversation. I feel so bad for all of these WhatsApp voice notes that I couldn't play, but it is you. He's the legend. Guys, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and also they must look forward to see me on SABC analyzing, doing what I do best.
Nazog. Unespan manch.
Thank you. Nyaspana manch.
Nazog. Sabanza, but tune in again tomorrow on Barroa Sports Worldwide, brought to you by Hollywood Bets.
From the pitch to the podium, your all-access pass to the world of sport is right here. Barroa Sports Worldwide on 947, Vuma FM and Rise FM. powered by Hollywood Bets. Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.